when we talk about sustainability, we often talk about population as a problem, and it certainly is in many parts of the world. But in many parts of the world, population has stabilized or is falling. In no part of the world is consumption falling. Increasingly, much of the consumption that we're engaged in is environmentally unsustainable. Something like more than 80% of all materials that we use today are used once and then thrown away in the United States. We have less than 5% of the world's population, yet we use roughly 25% of the energy and some of the major materials. The average American new home, for example, is 38% larger today than it was in 1975, when most of us were living pretty comfortably. There's a lot of folks in the United States today who suffer from a lot of credit card debt. Psychologists tell us that what people need are their basic needs met, they need security, they need good relationships, and they need a sense of the possibility of becoming the person that they were born to be. The way that we consume actually retards advance on some of those fronts. If we're working long hours, concerned about getting more money so that we can buy a new car, we may well be sacrificing relationships. In the United States, people are more than twice as wealthy today as they were in 1957. But at the same time, the level of happiness, the number of people who say that they are very happy, has been flat. We're richer and richer and richer, and yet no happier.